Welcome to Without Fear, Life, Death, and Everything in Between, a podcast for anyone ready to embrace life's ultimate truth. It ends. I'm Death Doula Alexis Hughes, here to break down barriers around mortality through heartfelt conversations, personal insights, and practical tools for facing the end with courage and intention. Whether you're curious about death, navigating grief, or seeking ways to live more fully, this is your safe space to explore life's most transformative topics. Together, we'll turn fear into understanding and silence into connection. Hello again, friends. Welcome back to Without Fear, Life, Death, and Everything in Between. I'm your host, Alexis Hughes, and this week we are diving into a reality most people never talk about. Happens after the funeral. What happens when death doesn't just break your heart? It breaks your sense of time, your daily routine, your career, your friendships, your entire sense of self. What happens when death breaks your everything? This episode is about the domino effect of loss. The way grief ripples outward and touches every part of your life. Even the parts we think are unrelated. So settle in and let's talk about it. Loss is rarely just one thing, right? It's not just my mother died. It's my mother died and now my siblings don't speak to each other. My mother died and I stopped going to work. My mother died, and for me, I don't know who I am without her. Death is the first domino. It's never the last. When someone dies, it sets off a chain reaction. The relationships around you change. Your routines change. Your priorities shift. Sometimes even your body reacts. People stop sleeping. They stop eating. They start isolating, or they overwork, overshare, overfunction, trying to outpace the grief before it settles. I once worked with a man who he lost his wife of 40 years. He was prepared for the loneliness that just comes with the territory, unfortunately, but not for the complete identity crisis that followed. He realized that he had never picked out his own clothes. She did. He didn't know how to grocery shop. She handled it. He had no idea how to fill the silence in the evenings, and he had no idea how many gaps there were in his day-to-day life. And what broke him the most is that no one told him that losing his wife would feel like losing himself. When you lose someone, especially someone that is an intimate partner, you can often forget who you are as a person, who you were before them, who you were during the relationship, and now who you are after. Who are you as the person? Not as a plus one or a caregiver or a supporting role. Something I see a lot in my clients that have terminal illnesses like cancer and things like that is they become nurses and medical advocates and, you know, maids and housekeepers and hospice nurses themselves during this course of the final days and struggling and fighting an illness. And when their partner passes, what's left? They don't have hobbies anymore. Their hobby was making sure their loved one was still breathing. They don't have hopes and dreams and aspirations. Oftentimes, the hopes you had for your future died alongside with that person. And now everything has changed. And so these folks that lose someone have to start over with who am I? What do I care about? What's my mission? What's my purpose? Why am I still here? What do I want to do with the rest of this time? And grief doesn't just show up politely. It doesn't arrive on schedule and leave quietly. You can't set your clock by when death is going to knock. You don't get 2 weeks of chaos and then everything goes back to normal, like your company bereavement policy would like for it to. Grief shows up in waves, in unexpected moments, in the checkout line, in a dream that ruins your morning. I always tell a funny story about myself that I was walking in Walmart one day, and Memorial Day and Mother's Day both fall pretty close together. And this has been like years after I lost my mom, right? So I should be over it. And I walked in, and you know, they always have like the seasonal stuff set right inside the door. And I walked in and I saw Mother's Day is hard enough anyway, right? And I saw the displays, beautiful pink hearts and I love mom and things like that right next to grave decor. All the sprays of things that you put on headstones and things like that for remembering Memorial Day. And it just flew all over me. And I lost it right there in the door of Walmart. The door greeter just kind of like looked at me like I was losing it because I busted out in tears because I stood there for a second and I took in what I was seeing and it just fell apart. And then I walked out and had a good cry in my car and then walked back in laughing like a complete lunatic. And the same greeter was like, "You good?" Because I was thinking about how my mom would have made fun of me for it. And that's okay. And according to the American Psychological Association, nearly 15% of bereaved individuals can experience complicated grief. And that would be a condition where mourning continues for months or even years, severely impacting daily life. Grief doesn't just go away. One of the most common questions I get asked as an end-of-life doula is, when is it going to get better? When am I going to get over it? You're not. You're going to change. You're going to evolve. Your grief will walk now with you because the price for great love is grief. We've talked about that before. But complicated grief is something a little different. It is when your grief negatively and severely impacts your daily life 6 months forward. So you've got someone that you care about, still struggling 6 months later, and it's deeply impacting their life. Maybe gently nudge them to a life coach or a therapist. But here's the truth. Even uncomplicated grief is complicated. There's no normal grief timeline. A young woman I worked with lost her dad. She took the standard 3 bereavement days her job allowed, went back to work, and then 3 months later, completely fell apart. Not when he died, not at the funeral. 3 months later, while washing dishes, collapsed into sobs. That's when the domino hit her. Not because she was delayed, not because any of that, not because there was anything wrong, but because grief doesn't care about your Google Calendar, doesn't care about what you're doing tomorrow. It's going to hit when it's going to hit. That also can be noted in neurotypical versus neurodiverse folks. I myself am autistic. So when we lost my mom, I am beautiful in a crisis. I can go straight into logistics. I can go straight into like the things that need to be done. But what that meant was I didn't grieve. I didn't have that time. I protected my father and everyone else who needed to grieve. I was going to be the strong one, right? I was okay. Mom and I had talked about this. I knew she was okay with dying. I'm going to be okay. Narrator, she was not, in fact, okay. And it took me years to fall apart. I circled the drain for years before I no longer recognized myself in the mirror, before my friends were really concerned about me. It took a long time. Because I just didn't process what I had been through. And one of the cruelest things about death is that often it doesn't come alone. It brings unresolved tensions to the surface. It exposes cracks in families, codependencies, dysfunctions, family secrets. It forces us to confront the things that we've been avoiding. People you thought you could rely on might disappear. People you never expected to support you might show up fully. It's disorienting, but it's honest. After her son's death, a client told me that the silence from her closest friend hurt almost as much as the loss itself. She didn't expect her grief to redefine her friendships, but it did. Someone that she called a sister that had been instrumental in her son's life and raising him never made a single phone call. Not one, "Hey, I'm sorry this happened. Are you okay?" Nothing. This is why grief isn't just about sadness. It's about reevaluation. Who's really there? Who understands you now? And what parts of your life no longer can come with you? You have to be ready because the winds will change. Death also brings revelation. And I'll get into this a little later after the break, but one of the things that it brought for me in my grief journey, in my spiral, when all my dominoes fell, was those people. The people that were there for me when I didn't expect it, that rose to the occasion, that held my bloody hands with no regard to the gore, and just saw me in my most vulnerable state. Those people I would do anything in this world for. And they're still in my life, and I'm grateful for them every day. Like Mr. Rogers always said, look for the helpers. And I encourage you when something bad happens in your life, maybe not even necessarily death, that we look for the helpers. Give everyone a chance to be there for you. We've talked about it takes a community for all of this. It doesn't just take a community to raise a child. Give your community a chance to support you in your struggles and your tribulations and in your grief. And you're going to be really, really surprised, I think, at who shows up. Might be someone you never even thought. But we will get more into that at the break. This is Alexis Hughes. Without fear, life, death, and everything in between. We're going to take a quick break. Here's some stuff from the network, and I will be right back to talk about when the domino hits your identity.
Are you ready to embrace life's greatest truth, that it ends? Without Fear, Life, Death, and Everything in Between, with death doula Alexis Hughes, is your safe space to explore mortality without stigma. From heartfelt conversations and practical tools to personal insights on grief, healing, and living fully, this podcast breaks down the barriers surrounding death. Tune in on Transformation Talk Radio and start turning fear into understanding. Visit withoutfeardoula.com to learn more. Without Fear is a Chattanooga-based death doula practice helping individuals and families navigate end-of-life transitions with grace, courage, and compassion. Death doula Alexis provides emotional support, practical guidance, and space to explore life's deepest questions. Through grief support, workshops, and education, Without Fear is breaking the taboo around death and empowering people to embrace mortality as part of living fully. Visit withoutfeardoula.com to learn more and find a safe space for all things life, death, and the in-between.
Boy, does this feel like good times today. It's so great to have all of you tune us in and turn us on. I love it. This is a show that's going to invite all of you to open up your heart because it's about dreams coming true. There's a road we get to take as we craft out and we lay a course that's in service of so many others. Sometimes the universe, God, whatever you believe in, have you ever wondered why, but better than why, or how the universe knows how to line things up in a way that gets you ready for the most expansive part of who you're going to become? This is the time to change. And gratitude, leading with love, opens up more expansive possibilities than you can imagine. Crust busting your way to an awesome life.
I want to thank you all for tuning us in, turning us on TransformationTalkRadio.com.
My new variety show takes you into aliveness with ancient wisdom, groundbreaking practices, and playful guidance. Create vibrant health, inspiring relationships, delicious sensuality, and flowing chakras, and maybe even enlightenment. It's fun, quirky, and deep. You'll find me, Dr. David, here on TTT every second and fourth Monday, noon Pacific. Tune in to Aliveness Now.
Man, my music is such a banger. I love it every time. Welcome back to Transformation Talk Radio. You found yourself back here, Without Fear. This episode of Without Fear is brought to you by, well, me, Alexis Hughes. If you're looking for grounded, grief-informed support or curious about how life coaching might help you reorient after loss, you can visit withoutfeardoula.com. You'll find resources, upcoming events, and personalized support, whether you're navigating loss or just trying to live more intentionally in the face of it. Because death may be a part of your story, but it doesn't get the final word. So, hopping right back in. Here's something people don't always admit. Grief changes who you are. You can say, no, it doesn't, I'm the same person, but like scientifically, it changes your brain. My colleague, Dr. Arisi Dock, who is our incoming president to the National Home Funeral Alliance, gives a really great webinar on that. So give that a Google. Talks about the science of how grief changes your brain. There's a you before loss, and then there's a you after. You might dress differently, speak differently, set boundaries you never used to, or withdraw from the world altogether. If there is anything that is going to show you what is truly important in your life, it is a life around you ending. And while that shift can feel scary, it's not necessarily a bad thing. Like we talked about in the last episode, in psychology, we call this post-traumatic growth. When grief or loss leads to a new appreciation for life, deeper relationships, or a stronger spiritual connection. But growth doesn't mean the pain disappears. It means the pain gets woven into something meaningful. A man I worked with after the loss of his son started volunteering with kids in the foster care system. He didn't get over his grief. He transformed it. He transmuted it into something else. And he told me, I'll never be who I was before, but I've become someone my son would be proud of. And that's the domino that matters, the one that points forward, not just back. So if you ever watch, I love the domino videos you can see online where people set up these really, really intricate like domino things. And the last domino will tick over and it'll hit like a ball that goes through a little thing and then it flips over all these cards and then you zoom out and that first tip of a domino has created something truly beautiful, artistic, fantastic, deeply intricate and involved. It's amazing to watch. Check them out on YouTube. They're super cool. But I say that to say what you do with it is what matters. And that's what happened to me when I lost my mom. You know, I handled everything and was there for my dad and my family as best I could be. And then I wallowed. You know, my dad moved back home to be closer to the rest of my family. And I stayed here in Chattanooga. And I was by myself. And what am I going to do with that? What do you do? Am I going to lay down? Am I just going to die? And, you know, I considered self-harm and I was like, well, I know how this felt for me. I can't do that to my dad. And then it was, as long as dad's alive, right? As long as dad's alive. And then it was my best friend who was really there for me during that time, who my mom might as well have been his mom. He's much younger than my dad. So I was like, well, as long as he's alive. And that bought me a day. I just needed a day. One more day. And it was day by day, then week by week, then month by month, and year by year. And now I'm here. Because the other choice was die. And the people that love me and care about me and reached down for me when I was at my lowest didn't deserve that. They deserved the version of me that my mom saw in me, that the version of me that I could be. And so when that domino flipped over and hit the next transitional point of my life, that's what woke me back up. They don't deserve this. They have loved me so authentically and so purely. I should be the person that I know I can be. So how do we stop those dominoes from falling over forever? Well, we can't stop the first one, but we can slow the chain. Here's how. Name your grief. Say it out loud. I'm grieving. I'm hurting. Asking for help or even just saying you're not okay is so tremendously powerful. You're going to find out very quickly how many people around you are also hurting, that you can come together over your pain and join hands. As I say, it takes a village to do anything. Except that not everything is going to go back to how it was. And maybe that's okay. I look back to the person that I was before we lost my mom. I was directionless, you know, all that kind of jazz. Like, it just, I didn't have the direction that I have now. It really gave me purpose. And get support. Therapy, community, coaching. You don't have to do this alone. Everyone deserves support and the opportunity to be their best selves. And be honest with yourself and others. Say, I can't handle this today. I can't do it. I don't have the spoons. You don't know about spoon theory? That's a great thing. I don't have enough time to kind of get all into it, but feel free to Google what spoon theory is. It's awesome. And it really equips you a way to talk about your bandwidth. You know, we joke about bandwidth. You folks that are kind of pre-dial-up might not understand the reference in full, but you don't always have the bandwidth for stuff. And that's okay. And the final thing is rest. You're rebuilding an entire new worldview. Of course, you're tired. The goal isn't to be who you were. It's to become someone who honors what you've lost by how you choose to live. Grief changes everything, but it can also awaken you. If you're feeling lost in your grief, you're watching domino after domino fall. I want you to know this. It's not over. It's not the end of your story. You're allowed to build again. You're allowed to be changed. You're allowed to carry your loss with you, not as a burden, but as a thread in your becoming. So thank you for joining me on this episode of Without Fear. If this resonated with you, I would be honored if you'd leave a review, share this episode, or reach out. You can listen to past episodes and find free resources on Transformation Talk Radio or over at withoutfeardoula.com. Connect with me on Instagram and Blue Sky and everywhere else at Without Fear Doula. And remember, we talk about death not to fear it, but to live fully in spite of it. Make him chase you. Have a good one.
I'm Death Doula Alexis Hughes, and you've been listening to Without Fear, Life, Death, and Everything in Between. Join me every third Monday, 3:30 p.m. Pacific, 6:30 p.m. Eastern Standard, on Transformation Talk Radio for honest conversations about life's final chapter. Together, we'll break down barriers around mortality and empower you with practical tools to start meaningful conversations with your loved ones about end-of-life wishes. To learn more about end-of-life support and my work as a death doula, visit withoutfeardoula.com. Thanks for listening.